listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. Sponsored in part by the Four Fork and especially the beer store and hopchart.com. That's HOPCHART.com. And Dave's already making a face.
They're weird.
They're weird? Well, that's fine. Where are we? Because we decided we bucked the trend a little bit. We've gone outside the Northeast area just because I didn't want to burn through all of our choices before shitty weather season begins.
Exactly. Which is actually going to be extremely key, because we did burn up, when you lived in Uptown, we did kind of burn up all of the options there, and we had to venture out what would be probably a 10-mile radius, but ended up being like 45 minutes to an hour just to getting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we're visiting the new West End shopping area out in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, which is just to the extreme, or not extreme, the direct west of downtown Minneapolis. And we're at a place called Cooper's.
And it's not Cooper's.
Cooper.
It's Cooper.
Cooper.
Which freaks me out. Because it's just, it sounds like there should be an apostrophe S there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird and wrong. Much like I think how you think these Reuben rolls are.
Yeah. The Reuben roll is a clearly not traditional Irish, I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah.
But basically, think of the components of a Reuben, instead of being in rye, rye bread, it's stuffed inside an egg roll.
Mm-hmm. I think it's spring roll, technically. But.
Spring roll, yeah. Spring roll, and then deep fried. And then it comes with a Thousand Island dipping sauce. It's a little odd.
I like them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you get that Reuben taste, you get that great dipping sauce, and I think the skin, I think, expertly done, but you know, skillfully done. So it doesn't seem very greasy. It doesn't seem overly heavy, but it has a little bit of that crunch to it. I'm a fan.
They're good.
I don't know if they're worth $3 a piece.
No. They're good, but again, they're not worth $3 a piece. And I completely agree with you on the skin. They use a lumpia skin, which is a Vietnamese skin that fries up this way.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you say that?
Lumpia.
Lumpia?
L-U-M-P-I-A.
Okay.
That's why you get that nice, light kind of fry to it.
It's light, but it's not like phyllo dough or something like that. There's that hardiness to it. That
yeah, it can hold up to what's put inside it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
God, so ashamed of you.
Why are you ashamed? Seriously.
I suppose it is like a small child, you know, pooping himself. You just kind of expect it.
Exactly.
No matter how embarrassing it is to the friends and family.
Yeah, it's going
to
keep happening and keep happening.
So you might as well just get over it.
All you can do is just keep hitting it on the forehead with the paper.
You hit your children with rolled newspaper.
Yeah.
You're going to be an excellent father.
I've been told this on many occasions.
Yeah, mostly by your therapist, which is kind of amusing.
That's why I pay him.
So, we also got beers to start
beers.
Off. Beers. I went with the Shells. Oh, what the hell is it called?
Zomerfest.
Zomerfest. Thank you. I knew it was a something fest.
Or as the waitress likes to call it, Zomerfest.
Zomerfest. She's Minnesotan. Leave her
a little bit.
A little bit. And she's also about 14.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't even have dirty thoughts on it because she hasn't sprouted yet. That probably just got us in our rating on iTunes.
Oh, we're already there. That's fine. I just assume. you know, with pretty much all of our shows, especially any show I'm on,
yeah,
I just assume an explicit. You know, it's just easier. Because then I don't have to worry about it, you know. It's like when I'm doing the radio, I keep it, you know, I keep it tamped down, you know.
You ramp it down?
I try not to get us, you know, sued by the FCC,
right,
or fined, I suppose. Because that shit's expensive. They don't tell you about this all the time.
Okay.
FCC fees, they can if they want to, fine you per occurrence, like per swear word. And it's like 10 grand an occurrence.
Okay. You would be broke as a joke.
If the podcast were subject to this? Oh,
yeah,
God, yes.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah. I'd be more in the hole than I already am. It'd be terrible.
That's what she said.
See, that doesn't even make physiological sense.
I know. But look.
You're kind of dumb. You're kinda dumb. And that's fine.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I got a black and tan.
You got it. Yes, you did.
And it's just carp and... Sorry, I got a little Reuben stuck in my mouth, and Guinness. So. Thank you. And, yeah, there's really not a whole lot to write in about.
Yeah, well, it's Guinness and, what is it, Bass?
Harp, actually.
Harp, that's right. Yeah, because Bass and, oh, what is Bass and Guinness?
There's a whole list.
I should know this.
I'm pretty sure it's Bass. Either that or it's Harp.
Look it up on your phone.
Okay.
Anyway, but I want to talk about my Zomerfest a little bit.
Okay.
It is, as was described to me by our 12-year-old waitress, and she'll just get continually younger throughout the show.
She's going to be six.
She's going to be negative 2 years old by the end of the show. No, it's a summery beer.
Yeah.
And it's very light. And I agree. I think it's certainly more palatable than... like a Miller or, you know, an MGD or something like that.
Okay.
You know, I can see myself drinking a lot of this. You know what I mean?
It's a summery beer.
It's a summery beer. But it's also good. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, even like, you know, MGD or something like that. I can't drink a lot of that because it's just nasty. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But this is clean. I think that's the best way to describe this stuff. It's very clean.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. No, I got the whole thing.
All right.
I got a.
We should really know this by now. It's like,
I know,
episode 115.
But there's very, very, there's a lot of variations.
All right.
Black and tan is Guinness, and then Bass.
I knew it was Bass. Yeah.
And then there's food's here.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
Nice and burger.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, I'll finish what we're saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have the black and tan, which is Guinness, Drought, and Bass. And then you have the one that is Guinness and Harp, which is a half and half.
A half and half. Okay, yeah, I knew it was different. I knew.
And then you have a Guinness and Newcastle, which is called Black Castle.
I've had those. Those are good.
Sounds delicious.
Those are very good.
And then you have
a little more grown up version.
You have a Shandy, which is Guinness
and
lemonade.
Urine.
Lemonade or
at least that's what it tastes like. That's what it tastes like.
You have a Diesel Shandy, which
I'm terrified.
Which is beer mixed with cola.
Oh.
Ish. And then you have a Black Velvet, which is Guinness and champagne.
That could be good. It could be terrible.
Really bad.
And then there's the beer garitas, which are...
I love beer garitas.
Oh, really?
I love...
Oh, my God.
Beer garitas.
Speaking of experiments in ghetto-ritas, then we'll talk about our food. So Target now actually sells margarita-flavored powdered drink mix.
Okay.
Which
is odd.
It's odd, but... When you don't have lime juice to make a proper ghetto-rita, you just pour that dust right in the tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wicked.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to say it's good.
Okay.
But it is wicked. I had quite the grog going because we started with the ghetto-rita.
You're really all about tequila. The grog, aren't you?
It's more I'm into recycling. I don't like to throw away stuff.
You're not if waste not want not.
Exactly. We had the tequila. We finished off the bottle of the Cuervo Especial.
I mean, but let's be honest here. You polished off the bottle.
Well, there was only a little bit left. Because
so. You're a drunkard.
No, it's more felt like having a tequila, having a margarita. So I did that. Put the dust in. Watered it down a little bit. And that was fine. And then later, after dinner, we went and I still had some of that left. We went to Dairy Queen and I got an Arctic Freeze, which is basically like a slushy.
Okay.
And then I just poured that into that. So it was like a blue raspberry margarita. It's like if Applebee's is too classy for you, that's
exactly,
the way I go.
That's right.
And it was surprisingly good when I finished it up.
How is your job at TGI Fridays doing?
Nothing wrong with TGF. Well, there is a lot of wrong.
There's a lot of wrong.
What am I saying?
So, food's come.
Food is come.
I got the corned beef and cabbage. Traditional Irish meal. And I've had it a couple of different places. I don't think I've ever had it on the show.
Not that I can remember, no.
But this is the first time I've had it on the show. It's the first time I've seen it actually drenched in a saucy substance.
Mm-hmm.
And
you also got potatoes with it, too.
It's got potatoes, and so far it tastes pretty good. The thing I'd have to say is it's made for a very messy plate.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I won't call it unappealing, but that's kind of the... What I'm going for.
It's not a pretty,
It's not, it's a very ill-constructed plate.
Mm-hmm. Which is surprising, given the kind of, sheen of civility and class that this place has. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and it is a nice area. I mean, you can definitely tell we're in a mall.
Yeah.
There's nothing really
authentic.
We're
in a high class mall.
But we're not, there's nothing really authentic.
No, God, no.
You know,
oh, no.
But it's a nice looking bar. It's
my gravy dam has burst.
It's a nice looking bar, and there's nice looking tables and nice looking surroundings. But there's nothing really authentic.
It's very high class suburban.
Right.
You know, it's not a suburban like a, like an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays or something like that. It's a little higher up. I mean, the finishes are a little bit better. The decor is kind of that classic 20s, almost Macy's-ish.
That's a very good way. You know, it there's a certain aspect to it that reminds me a little bit of Peter's Grill.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of know, get what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That it kind of reminds me of that. Not if Peter's Grill was in Ireland or Great Britain.
Although we should say, I mean, this I wouldn't call this a... like an authentic pub.
Not by any stretch.
I mean, you know, you can get berries and brie salad. I mean, that's
No, not by it.
You wouldn't get that in a pub.
No.
Now, I got the Silver Bison Ranch Burger, which is a bison burger, obviously. And then it's Wisconsin cheddar.
Is he doing okay?
Good.
Yes,
great.
Thank you.
Great.
Wisconsin cheddar, smoked bacon, basically bacon cheeseburger on a potato bun. And I would say it's pretty good. It's
you know, is it done?
What?
Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think the highlight of this burger is the bacon, though. I mean, it's...
As it is to any meal.
Well, I know, but there's bacon and there's good bacon. They put good bacon on here. It's big chunks. It's thick. You know, it's flavorful. And it actually adds something beyond texture to a burger. Because sometimes you get like a really crappy bacon cheeseburger, and all you get is the kind of crunch because the dried out hunk of pork flesh that they're calling bacon on it. So all it changes is the kind of texture.
So
well, it largely is because it's an affront to bacon. If you're gonna do it right. And they do it right on this one. I mean, certainly not nothing, you know, super special.
Right.
But it's well done. it's skillfully done. So. But then to top it off. Excuse me. You get a side dish. And you get a couple options. I went with the what they call the champ, which apparently is a traditional Irish dish. So it's, but it's, I don't know, I expected more from this.
Okay.
Because essentially mashed potatoes and gravy with green onions cut into it. AKA 90% of the mashed potatoes I've ever had in my life.
Right, you wanted something.
I don't know what I was expecting. I just expected more. I mean, when you give something a special name like that,
right,
you expect a difference. Otherwise, just call it mashed potatoes. So we've actually been on the way here. We were talking. We've actually been watching a lot of terrible TV lately.
Really, really bad TV. Like, not even. Both of us should really be ashamed of ourselves.
I'm not.
I am. I really.
Well, you should be, given what you watched. But.
Of course, we're talking about Real Housewives of the OC. No, that's not it.
Don't bring up the Real Housewives of anywhere to me.
I'm sorry.
I hate that show. All of those shows. I never watched the Atlanta one. Mostly because...
You can't stand black people.
No, it's more... there is nothing worse in my mind, like to my ear, than a stuck-up southern accent. So that is like the worst show for me to watch.
Okay.
You know, it's just one of those times when I have like, you know, Civil War II fantasies every time I watch a show like that. It's just like, you know, Sherman should have burned it down again. Just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying. South, by and large, you know, Georgia gave us Sir Alton Brown. You know, so I have
Sir
nothing.
Sir Alton of Brown.
Sir Alton Brown, whatever. So, I mean, that's fine. I got nothing against the state beyond just general mistrust of the South as born by my Minnesota heritage. But just that something about that accent and being stuck up. Like the Southern accent, that's a people's accent. You know what I mean? That is a low country, that is a proletariat accent. You don't know what even that word is.
No, I know what that means.
Uh-huh. I just, unless you are wearing a white suit and drinking a mint julep, you cannot be stuck up with a southern accent.
That sounds really good right now.
I'm sure it does. But no. I watched the first 2 hours of the Next Food Network star.
Did you find the Next Food Network star?
There's a couple contenders.
That's really all they should devote to it is about 2 hours.
But they got it's like any competition show. I mean, hell, you could say that just about anything. Any competition show. They got to stretch it out. There's a couple contenders in there.
Really?
That I actually think could do well. There's a kind of the front runner right now is a woman from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Who looks like about half the people we went to high school with. But she could be fun. There's
cross-eyed, you mean?
There's an Indian British person who is extremely cute.
Of course she is.
I'm telling you, dark skin, British accent, here's my money.
That's really?
Kind of the way it is, yeah.
You'd stand no chance in Bollywood.
With British accent, which is different than, I mean, she has very that refined.
Gotcha. Yes, thank you.
But. And then there's a kid on there, and I say that because he's 25. But he opened a restaurant at 22.
Is this a kid with a hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like him.
Okay.
And I think, mark my words, if he makes it to about the halfway point of the show.
He's in.
I don't know if he's necessarily in, but he'll get a show out of it.
Okay.
May not be this show, but he'll get a show out of it. Because I can see him, as long as he kind of gets over, because he's clearly not comfortable on TV. Like, he's a fantastic cook, by the looks of it, a fantastic chef. but he's not terribly comfortable on TV. If he can get over that, I mean, he could be like the next Jamie Oliver.
Okay.
You know, that kind of, you know, hot guy who can also cook. So he'll be on Oprah, he'll be on the Today Show, he'll be on the Rachel Ray Show.
Okay.
I mean, he'll do all of that stuff. I think he'll be okay. Go far. But he's just got to get over that. Okay. So, but it wasn't terrible, but there was a couple on there. There's this one poor woman. She was, I think she was a food writer. Yeah, there's like this weird mix. There's like a bunch of caterers.
Okay.
There's a waiter.
Okay.
And there's a couple food writers, like food bloggers and things like that. This poor woman is just doomed. Just friggin' doomed. And I didn't see the last half hour, but I'm reasonably certain that she got kicked off. But it's just like, she had no chance.
Really?
She was just, it was...
Bad news.
It was bad news. Which is weird because this isn't... And the other writer, one of the other big writers on there... is first off, he's one of the guys that like makes like Nathan Lane look butch.
Oh, God.
So there's that, which is fine. It's just it's one of those where it comes up like, you know, I don't have any problem with gay people acting in that stereotypical gay fashion,
but don't take it over the top.
But it gets to the point where it's just ridiculous, where you're just acting foolish.
This is a great line, and I know you hate the show, but they just did the Family Guy Star Wars episode. The
I don't hate Family Guy.
The Empire Strikes Back episode, and it starts off with they do the Star Wars crawl.
Yeah.
It says a long time ago, before the gays were all in your face about it.
Anyway,
that's about perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And then this guy's name is Alexis, which just sounds even strange.
Shut up. But
he's doomed too.
His dad calls him Alex, and his name is Alexander.
I'm sure. I don't know. But he's another food writer, and he's doomed too. Like, yeah. He's fucked. Because not only isn't he a great cook, but he sucks on TV.
Really?
But then the Indian person, her name is Artie. A-A-R-T-I.
Yeah, I work with an Artie.
Okay. I'm just clarifying.
I know.
She is easily a frontrunner, and she's a food blogger.
Okay.
So it's not like, you know, if you're a writer, you suck.
Right.
It's just a lot of the writers on the show suck. So
you have no chance.
Yeah. But no, I think it'll be good. My favorite bit right now is one of the new judges, because Bobby Flay has always been one of the big judges.
Yeah.
And they've also got two of the executives for Food Network on.
Which I can't stand either one of them.
They're executives.
No, but they're both equally hateable, and there's no way they're actually executives. I'm going to go ahead and say they're maybe figurehead. No way.
I know the guy is a bona fide.
That woman needs a shovel to the forehead.
She's a marketing VP. Of course she needs a shovel to the forehead.
If you work in marketing, stop listening to this show. Seriously, I don't even want you to be listening at this point. Take a shovel to your own forehead and go... Actually, before you do that, take that shovel and dig yourself a shallow grave and then hit yourself in the forehead, right, so you're standing in it. We'll pay somebody to come by and bury you. I'm done now.
Just let the raccoons get you.
Exactly. Just let them gnaw at you.
But anyway, so Giada De Laurentiis.
Sorry, my hate.
It's all right. Speaking of hate flowing... No, anyway, Giada De Laurentiis is kind of the new, like, she's the mentor. Like, her job is there to show them how to be as... Well, you know what, and she... But you know what, though?
My head is in my hands.
But you know what, though? I think she's a perfect fit for what they want to do. Because what, you know, the only better fit would be maybe Rachel Ray. Because you're taking someone...
I think she's a perfect fit for is a bobblehead doll.
That might be. Which was really funny when... There's a woman on there, and I forget her. I think her name is Serena. She's Italian.
Okay.
And like right off the boat, Italian. Okay.
Heavy accent.
And her big thing, yeah, very heavy accent. Think like Salma Hayek, kind of accent.
Complete grasp of the language just refuses to assimilate.
Just has no. Well, I don't know if that's exactly what I was going for, but
damn it, Selma, how long have you been living here? Start talking with the American accent.
No, because then she'd be about 30% less hot, and you agree with me, so
I suppose.
Exactly. Anyway, so this woman, she's Italian, and her big thing is, you know, kind of fun Italian cooking, and she's pretty attractive, and you can tell Giada just hates her.
Right.
Like, I fully predict...
That's her shtick.
I fully predict a torn dress shirt level cat fight at some point in the show.
You've already imagined this, haven't you?
A little bit.
This has already gone through your mind.
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll admit it. But that's fun to watch, because she clearly does not like her.
Somehow it ends up in a pool.
Yeah.
Or KY jelly.
Yeah, or marshmallow fluff for some reason. I don't know why. Freud would have things to say about it.
Wow.
But anyway.
Wow.
Anyway.
Would have gone with Jell-O, maybe.
I never got the Jell-O.
Neither do I, but I'm just saying that was more of you.
No. Marshmallow fluff. Just because I like to imagine some poor PA or intern has to sit there and just open those little cans.
Scoop it out,
throw it in the pool.
But you can't get it out off the spatula the first time.
Oh, he's just swearing the whole time.
Fucking hate my life.
Like, I have a film degree.
I have an MBA.
Terrible. Terrible people. Anyway, where was I going with this? Oh, no, okay. So why Giada's a good choice? Because she's someone that she was literally like plucked out of nowhere. Like the guy executive, the kind of weaselly looking silver haired guy.
Yeah, the douche.
He's the guy that discovered Rachel Ray.
Okay.
And it was the same kind of situation where it's like he saw millions upon millions of dollars in this person.
Okay.
And I think that Giada is good from that perspective because she was taken from the you know, from her, I think she was like a personal chef or something like that.
Giada?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She was taken from that and basically put on TV. Now she has her own cooking line. She's shilling for Target.
Apparently she has her own language, too.
Well, we've talked about that before.
Fucking bitch.
Oh, you're angry today.
I hate women.
After you were just talking about how much better mood you were going to be in now that you work
start talking about Giada. We all know
we
how
all
much
upset.
I hate Giada.
So anyway, I'm excited. No, it's Friskies. That's what it was. I gotta find that picture. I think it was Friskies. Might have been that. Anyway. Anyway, but I'm excited to watch the show. I have a couple favorites, and I want to see where it goes. There's one guy that looks like one of us. Like, if he's ever, like, in the
Guy with the curly hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he absolutely fell right on his face.
No, he did okay.
He did not do okay.
The first little section, he just did terribly at.
Yeah.
But the second bit where they're doing the promo and stuff like that, he redeemed himself.
Okay.
He redeemed himself. It's just, he's one of those guys, like, he's like us. Like, if you get him kind of comfortable, he'll be awesome.
Okay.
But the second you kind of throw him off his game, he's screwed.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
And that was pretty much what happened. He just wasn't ready and screwed up. But, you know, I think he's a really good show. Like, his big thing is his you know how they always have, like, Artie, food blogger, such and such, caterer. Forget the guy's name. I think it's Kevin. Kevin, unemployed chef. And he's like, what do I do? Not a whole lot. Kind of enjoying it, to be honest. But, like, he used to be an executive chef at some hotel in New York. So it's like he clearly knows he's not like a schlub.
Okay.
You know, it's just for some reason he's not quite.
Gotcha.
So anyway, we'll keep people up to date with that, but I thought that was fun. Now, you, on the other hand, you went to the depths.
I'm so ashamed.
The very darkest depths of television watching. And it wasn't even food related.
I know.
So I don't even know why we're bringing it up.
Well, okay, here's where they've got me. I took in, and I could not watch it all the way through. It was too brutal. I had to switch it off.
Was it Faces of Death?
No. But close.
Was it all those scenes of, like, the pelicans and the otters covered in oil? Was
actually,
it that?
It was a constant loop of the PETA commercial with the animals in the shelter. The injured animals in the shelter.
I want to talk about those real quick.
Who the hell's the...
Well, Sarah McLachlan. So here's a...
Getting missing in the eye.
Here's a problem with those commercials.
Yeah.
Okay. And I realize this is a personal problem, but it's my own damn show, so I'm going to complain about it. My girlfriend. I love her dearly.
But?
And it's not really a but. It's more... She loves animals. Like, she is gung-ho animal. She can't watch those commercials. Basically, at this point, Sarah McLachlan music just makes her cry at this point.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious, okay. I mean, she's just, she's that, you know, that attuned to animals. So, we have to change the channel whenever those commercials are on. Which is fine. I don't mind doing that. If the commercials weren't 10 goddamn minutes long. So we have to keep flipping back. And though Sarah McLachlan's still yammering on about Poochie, so we have to switch back to whatever bullshit we were watching before. And then inevitably we miss it when the show starts back on. That's it. That's my complaint.
Wouldn't it just
need to shorten the commercials?
Wouldn't it be easier for you to just mute it and her to cover her eyes?
She can't. Tried it. Can't do it.
It's retarded that she can't do that.
Why?
You can't? Oh God. Look.
Oh, and that's less ridiculous than just changing
the channel?
You're
sitting at home. You're sitting at home. Just do this. You plug your ears with your fingers. You learned how to do this in like kindergarten.
You're an idiot.
And then you close your eyes. I know you. It's like a really long blink.
You're an idiot. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. So I had a 2-hour mistake or lapse in judgment. And
he's not talking about his marriage.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Booyah. That's what you get for calling my girlfriend retarded.
Well, not your girlfriend was retarded, but her refusal to assimilate.
Just tell your story.
I took in the MTV Movie Awards last night. Which
you
I
dumb bastard.
Which I can't even say with like a straight face. I can't even say, like, I can't believe
it. You can't admit it.
No, I can't. It actually hurts me down to my core that I actually did this. But the thing is, it tricked me. It did. It did. MTV tricked me. And by doing this...
You realize this is kind of like complaining the dirty whore gave you herpes.
I know.
Like, you should have expected this.
Well, here's my thing. I really like Aziz Ansari.
Why?
Because he's funny.
Is that what he is?
Yes.
Because that wasn't the words I was thinking when I heard him. But, okay, go on.
Mitch Hedberg isn't funny.
What?
Mitch Hedberg isn't that funny.
Well, if you like Aziz Ansari, I can see why you'd say that, but anyway.
Anyway, I enjoy Aziz Ansari. I enjoy his stand-up. I enjoy him on Parks and Rec. I enjoy him in pretty much every movie he's in. He is great because he's one of the more prolific swearers or cussers in movies or, mm-hmm. or anything today. The guy really knows how to use the F word really well. And so I thought I'd take it in. I enjoy his stand-up. At least watch the opening monologue.
Yeah.
Which is typically fairly well done. They usually do some sort of snippet where they intermingle the host into some sort of scene from this year's big movie.
Uh-huh.
In this case, he took the spot of the big black kid in The Blind Side and then also of the big black girl in Precious.
Good.
Which was very funny, you know, him dodging pants from Monique, getting thrown at him, which is pretty funny.
All right.
But they also got the kid from The Blind Side.
Okay.
To actually be in the scene with him, which is actually pretty funny. I never actually saw The Blind Side, but the kid was pretty funny.
I just saw him in a Law & Order episode.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was pre-Blind Side.
So that's really kind of sucked me in. And from there, it just went downhill so quickly.
And yet, how long did you watch it?
I probably took in about 45 minutes out of the hour and 15 minute, or excuse me, 2-hour broadcast.
Uh-huh.
I'd like about, I don't know, 35 minutes of that back at this point. I don't understand the point of having Tom Cruise doing his Les Grossman character from Tropic Thunder.
Uh-huh.
But didn't that come out last year?
But you know what, though? People, like, judging from the reactions that I saw online,
right.
People thought that was the best part of the show.
It was witty. The pre-taped segment
uh-huh.
was really actually well done because they had, what's the guy's name from Saturday Night Live on there?
Molly Shannon.
No. He played his assistant in Tropic Thunder. It was actually quite funny because they...
Tim Meadows. Dan Aykroyd. What?
Are you done?
No.
Anyway, they had the pre-tape segment was actually pretty good. But then they had him doing a rap with Ludacris.
See, rap, no.
And no. Jennifer Lopez. which I flipped the channel as quickly as I could.
As is required by law, right. I think.
So that took care of that.
Okay, is it okay? Would you like to get a beer or anything?
I'm good.
I'm good too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We need a glass of water?
Sure.
Excellent, thank you.
So, that was awful. It is a 2-hour infomercial for the Twilight films.
Well, yeah.
I'm serious. Like, they could not go a segment without flashing to one of the stars. I'm not even kidding you. Even if they weren't nominated in that category, while they were doing the intros of whatever, or somebody was walking up to the stage, they flashed to them.
Nice. Part of me, like, okay, what percentage of that, of the flashing that you saw, was Kristen Stewart?
Too much.
So more than half, would you say?
I would say, well, the problem was is that her and Arpan. Sorry.
If I didn't need you to get home, I'd throw this water in your face right now.
Her and, that's what they were. They were lovingly referring to him as last night, so I'm just doing what the kids
say. No, stop it. You know what? We also don't like kids touching themselves in public. Doesn't mean you should encourage
good point.
It.
That's a very good point.
Unless you're hot, and then touch away.
That being said,
and of age.
Those two were sitting next to each other, and so it was pretty much constantly on them. It was a hotly contested battle between those two and Zac Efron and...
Alyssa Hugens.
Messed up face, yeah.
I think she's kind of cute.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be ready.
Thank you. Okay, I don't know.
There was one funny segment, and you're going to roll your eyes, that was with Russell Brand and Jonah Hill and P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Which was actually pretty well done. The two of them going back and forth about being Twilight fans.
Okay.
I can't imagine
P. Diddy was the lead weight in the trial.
No. Match. Actually, he was the straight man in the whole thing.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't see P. Diddy as a good actor.
It was more of, what the fuck is wrong with you two? And finally, he just walks off towards the end of the whole spiel when they go into their affection for Justin Bieber fever.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know who the hell that is. I don't.
Don't worry about it.
Should I know?
No.
Okay.
I'd be more ashamed of you if you did.
Because I have no clue.
I know. Okay. I know who it is.
Okay. Should I know? Or?
Imagine if you will.
Yeah, I'm a 30-year-old man. I don't know.
A 12-year-old white Mormon usher. And I mean usher, not like theater usher, like singer usher.
Okay.
Because that's his mentor.
Exploded.
That's his mentor, is Usher. In fact, he has, and I quote, a swagger coach.
What?
A man whose job it is to teach the 12-year-old Mormon Usher how to swagger.
What do you mean swagger?
I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about? It's like you're speaking in a different language.
I'm speaking MTV to you.
This is another reason I was lost most of the time, because I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
You're officially old. You realize
this. I know. I didn't realize
that. We now have internet proof that you're old.
I honestly didn't know that the Real World was still on.
I thought they canceled that.
So did I. Apparently they're going back to New Orleans again.
Are they helping with the cleanup?
They should be. I didn't know.
Wow.
I also didn't know that they showed... I don't think they showed music on there anymore, did they?
Main MTV? No. No, I don't think. I don't even think MTV2 shows music anymore.
Really?
No. I think they're on 3 or 4.
The Ocho.
I know they're. Speaking of. Okay, great TV. Or are we done with the MTV thing?
We beat it to death. Just avoid Channel 35 if you have Comcast. Altogether.
Yeah. That's right. They don't have HD, do they?
No, and I'm really kind of glad that they don't.
There is an HD movie. There is an HD music video channel.
Palladium.
Yeah. Although they call it, like, MHD or something.
And all they do is show concerts on that.
No, in the morning they show videos. They have like a 6-hour block of HD videos. Granted, it's like 3/4 country, because apparently country music's the only one making videos anymore. I've seen that damn HD Toby Keith video like 4 times.
They always have. I like it because they always have concerts on there that of artists that I like.
I saw a Megadeth concert on that commercial.
Well, like groups and artists that I haven't listened to in a while, like Oasis. I really liked them when they were big.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But it was interesting to watch them. They're still very much in their prime over in England.
I guess.
Whatever. But seeing them do a big stadium show was
kind of
fun.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because I'm obviously never going to go see them at Wembley. That's not
unlikely. Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Or to see like a Paul McCartney concert.
Yeah, I don't have
a black card to get myself into one to afford tickets.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So sorry, I don't know.
No, that's fine. We got the cooking channel now.
Oh, do you?
To move it back into food.
Okay.
Again.
What channel is it? Do you remember the number?
I don't remember the number off the top of my head. I think it's like 122 in digital Comcast.
You have to have a certain package for it.
Probably just the digital pack. Okay. I don't know. So, consult your local Comcast person. Anyway.
It's Comcasting.
And there's two things I've noticed about it. I watched a little bit of it yesterday. There's two things I've noticed about it. One, everything looks like it was shot in England.
Probably.
Because it's all that kind of, if you've ever watched Masterpiece Theater, or if you've watched like Nigella Lawson, any of her shows.
It's soft.
It's, yeah, it's like kind of soft focus. Not
soft
quite
lighting.
Not quite cinematic, Cinemax quality.
Not quite Martha Stewart.
Not quite that bad, but it's all kind of in that tone, which is fine. And I think that's just a general thing, a general channel-wide thing, because when they show things that aren't exclusive to the cooking channel,
okay. They're
like that too. So I think it's just the way that they're broadcasting it.
Any early Jamie Oliver.
Yeah. But they're showing old Food Network shows.
Shut up.
Like Feasting on Asphalt.
Really?
Yeah, they're rebroadcasting those.
Oh my god.
So we watched like 2 hours of that yesterday. It was awesome.
Was it the latest one that they did or the original one?
They were going from east to west. They were in Georgia and they're heading toward LA.
That was the old one.
Yeah.
Because the other one they did the river.
They did, yeah, they did north, south to north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North to south.
No. South is on the bottom and they went up. Or did they start in Minnesota and went down? Oh, did they? Okay. Well, then I rescind my condescending tone. But yeah, no, that was hard because I've never actually seen those.
Time for everything.
I've never actually seen those. I've never seen any of the Feasting.
Really?
Never. I've seen like little bits, but I've never watched.
That's great. I love the stuff in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in basically what he's called his backyard.
Yeah.
They're just fantastic.
So I'm tentatively excited. They've also got a show on there that's kind of like Unwrapped, where it's called, I think it's called Foodumentary. And it's basically, you know, we're going to focus on this one type of food and show you all these different examples, give a little history about it. But it's hosted by Mo Rocca.
Oh, God.
The promo for it is hilarious because
really? It's
him.
I don't think it's funny.
Well, that does not shock me. But it's him in kind of one of those, like, Ina Garten, you know, Martha's Vineyard style kitchens where it's got the wood.
Sure.
But he's doing like penthouse poses on the island as he's doing the promo. So he's like, you know, splayed out. I mean, not penthouse poses. That would look really silly. But just like, you know, the kind of cheesecake photo poses as he's lounging on the Oak Island of the thing. I think it's pretty fun.
He's like the anti Stephen Colbert. He's just like, for as funny Stephen Colbert is, he's that unfunny.
I think he's just too PBS for you.
Might be.
Yeah, he's too NPR for you.
That really is it.
Yeah.
Right there. I can't stand anything NPR.
Because you hate culture.
That, amongst other things.
Amongst many other things. So, final verdict.
I'm going to go ahead and call it a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
It just was not good. I didn't like the Reuben rolls enough to order them again.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't like my entree. It was sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was small.
Yeah, you got maybe, no, I wouldn't even say like a quarter pound of
corned beef.
Of corned beef. I mean,
it was probably a quarter pound of corned beef. Probably an eighth of a head of cabbage.
If that, yeah.
If that. I think that's probably being kind. And even though it's cooked down, still, you should still have a pile of cabbage.
Yeah, I was surprised at how little cabbage you actually had.
You know, it was really kind of just sloppily thrown on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
They had red potatoes on there too. You know, everything had good flavor. It was just poor presentation and not enough of it. For as much as they're charging for, which I think it was like $11.99 or $12.99.
$12.99.
It was not enough food for that.
Yeah.
I'm hungry still.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't leave these shows hungry.
No.
I don't need to eat the rest of them.
Especially when we've had an appetizer.
Right. I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
I would probably come back and try something else. Your burger looked good. But again, the Reuben rolls were just too weird for me.
See, I really like, and that was probably the highlight of what we had for me was the Reuben rolls.
Because it wasn't that good, in my opinion.
I don't know. It could be just my general love affair with that Thousand Island dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Like, I love that on everything.
Yeah.
So that could be coloring.
That did have good flavor, but everything was like, the thing is, it reminded me of like a chopped Spam sandwich. Have you ever had
it? You say that like it's a bad thing, though.
No, but I want, it was so ground. The it was finer than what you'd find in like a corned beef hash. What they did.
See, I don't agree with you on that.
Okay.
I think maybe you just got a shitty one.
Well, it was too wet. It was too, I wanted, the thing about corned beef is there's a texture there.
Mm-hmm.
And they grounded out the texture to the point where it was just too smooth.
I wonder if it's not so much they ground it out. I wonder if the process of deep frying it kind of affected
the
texture. Because it was different. It was different, and I'll give you the idea that it was a little too smooth. A little too smooth.
Corn beefy about it.
I got the taste, but you're right. Texture-wise, it was all off.
Right.
But again, I still think I would definitely have those again. I do think they're overpriced for how many you get, because the happy hour is $6 for two.
Right. That was.
And the regular one is
two
eight.
Piece,
yeah, and the regular one is $8 for three.
Right.
So it's even a little better deal, per roll. But
no,
it's still too expensive, I think.
Right. There's no way I would order that again.
Yeah. My burger was fine.
Yeah.
I will give credit to the bacon. I think the bacon was probably the best part of that. The mashed potatoes were great, but they were mashed potatoes with green onions in them.
Right.
It's like I could do that.
It's kind of like meh.
I think the fact that we both kind of subconsciously in a couple of cases today have brought up places like TGI Fridays and Applebee's.
They get the same vibe.
Yeah, food-wise, absolutely.
Right.
And you look at this place, like if you just took, like if you woke up in a coma, or from a coma, right, in this place, you would expect better food.
Exactly. Something
but
more authentic,
knowing
more
where we are, I mean, we're kind of in a more suburban-y kind of area. We're in a mall, as you said. We are, we're right across the street, from a theater, which arguably has almost better food,
right,
in it. We're across from the show place, which is one of the few. And I want to do a show from there at some point.
Yeah.
Because it's a theater, I think it's like a 6 or 10 screen theater, that has a bar and a restaurant in it. I mean, you're gonna get mostly like appetizers and tapas kind of stuff, but. But the food is better. I mean, has it got a better wine list or a better beer list? I mean, it's just generally better. So it's like looking at the area that it's in, I guess I'm not that surprised at the quality.
It would definitely suit somebody that is used to the TGI Fridays.
Absolutely. Like, I would take my mom here.
Yeah, absolutely. I would not take my mom
here. Yes, but your mom is a foodie, so, which we've talked about. And I love my mom, and I'm not, I don't think either of us are denigrating my mom. I'm just saying.
Well, I did that last, never mind. The other thing
that was terrible,
unfortunately, that's working against us is the fact that it's part of a conglomerate of other Irish restaurants.
Oh, is it?
In town, yeah. Kieran's, the Liffey. All of a sudden,
I did not know that.
Kieran Follard owns all of those restaurants, including this one. And
well, he really dropped the ball. Kieran's is great.
And so is the Liffey might be one of the best.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Liffey in years.
It is a great pub right across the street from the XL Center. That if you are in town, in
is it? No, I'm thinking the local. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, across
local is the same thing.
Yeah,
same.
Is he?
I believe so.
Is he owning a local too?
Yeah.
God, he's a mogul.
He is a mogul, but unfortunately, he's dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah.
For as good as though.
Let me rescind that then. It may not be that he's dropped the ball. He's just going for something different. If you have an Irish place downtown, or an Irish place in Northeast, there's a different expectation in terms of the cuisine.
Right, it's just, this falls so hard. I mean, it falls really hard on his face.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's just appealing to a different audience. I mean, it's kind of like your MTV thing that we were talking about.
Yeah,
It's not that it's terrible so much as that it's aimed at a different group of people.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that to excuse anything.
Right.
I mean, I think there are definite faults. I think a lot of the stuff, especially the appetizers, like looking through the appetizers, I think a lot of the appetizers are overpriced for what you get. I think my burger was $12, and that's, I would say that's comparable.
It's bison
too.
So you got there's a $2 markup right there.
At least, yeah. So I think my burger was finely priced, but I think for what you got ripped off.
Yeah, it was meh. It was very meh.
Yep.
Like, I didn't, give me more, and again, unfortunately, I expected better. The Liffey has some of the better food and pub atmosphere that you're going to find anywhere in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, being this is a sister, brother, whatever type of restaurant, it's not even in the same realm.
It's the cousin they don't talk about.
Exactly. It's like the Reddit stepchild they keep locked in the basement.
Yes. The attic.
They're shipped off to the suburbs to a nice upscale family.
A farm somewhere,
there you go.
Yeah.
Run free.
All the other little redheaded children.
Unfortunately, it gets hit by a car.
Yeah, well.
You have to put it down.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Never done with that. All right.
Anyway, so.
It's hard to recommend this place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that this is bad, it's just there are so many better places.
Right. And again, we're trying to put things in perspective. We are right next to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And we're right across the street from one of the
Maybe that's
locations.
What it is. Maybe that's what it is. It's like background Toby Keith radiation.
Oh, we're going over there once we're done.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're going to go get a...
No, because I might see Toby
hats.
Keith.
We're going to go get
actually,
cowboy hats.
I actually own a cowboy hat now.
You do?
I do.
I'm sorry.
I got it from Heather's parents. It's not really a cowboy hat, but it's vaguely cowboy hat-ish.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. But I like it.
But we're going to go over there right after this.
No, we're not.
We're going to have a...
No.
Steak.
No.
This is happening.
Only if I can wear my Toby Keith as a communist shirt.
I'm okay with that.
I didn't bring it, though, so I'll have to come back.
That's a good point. But, yeah, we'll go with it. It's meh.
Yeah. You can do so much better.
You can do so much better. Maybe we relook at it ways down the road and hopefully they can get it turned around, because we would like to see better from this kind of conglomerate of restaurants that's pushed out good restaurants /
pubs.
They can do better
work than this.
Yes, exactly. You're kind of half-assing.
Yeah, I would say that.
At this point, you're making a buck. You're making
And you know what? But you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
But you're selling yourself out.
I don't know.
Don't sell yourself out. You can do better, and there's nothing wrong with educating the masses.
I suppose. So, you want to wrap her up?
I'd be happy to. Once again, the Well-Fed Guide.
try this again in English.
You suck.
Well, once again, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by the Four Frickin' Specialty Beer Store and HopChart.com. Questions or comments can be sent to us either by Facebook, which you can find us at Well-Fed Guide to Life, or you can reach us by emailing us at wellfed@fancypantsgangsters.com, or feel free to post in our forums at fancypantsgangsters.com. Evan has something to say. He's raising his hand.
Well, there's one thing you've forgotten.
What did I forget?
Well, I'll excuse it this time because it's so new.
What's that?
That you may not have noticed.
The store?
No, the store we have.
Okay.
And people know about that, okay. Supposedly.
We have a redesigned website that happened a couple weeks ago.
We do. Yes, that's true. And we're very proud of that. However, even newer than that.
The new?
Although if you're following us on Facebook, you already know about this. Well-Fed Guide now has its own dedicated Twitter feed.
We're part of the Twitterati.
No, stop
the
that.
The Twitteris?
Stop it. You're an idiot. Just look up twitter.com/...
I didn't even think of that first.
No, I'm not. I've never been mad that you thought of something before me. Twitter.com/WellFedFPG, and follow us there. We'll be posting news stories and... Pretty much everything we do on Facebook also gets moved over to Twitter. So okay. If you're not a fan of Facebook or you're not a user, for some reason, you can join us on Twitter and get a lot of the same stuff. If for some reason you don't use either, well, you're kind of fucked. What do you want from us?
Nothing. You're the only one posting on Twitter. We should post that. We need to know that. That's never going to be me on there.
No, but we'll talk about it after we're done.
Okay.
So... Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. As always, check out our sponsors, Four Firkins and HopChart.com.
Yeah, I mentioned them.
I know, it can never hurt to mention the sponsors more.
Are we getting any kickback from them?
You aren't.
Right.
Because you malign them.
I do.
You do. So, but thank you guys extremely much for listening. And we will see you next week.